Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Pat Kading, a member of the Alumni Association, who's helping to organize alumni events at Homecoming this year.
What are some of the events that are going on? What should people be excited about for Homecoming this year?
Oh my goodness, we have lots and lots of events going. First of all, most of the inside activities for alumni will take place at Dyer Hudson at Marion County Fairgrounds. The doors will open there at 10:30, and you can feel free for you or any classmates or friends to have a chance to go there and just sit and visit. The activity starts at 11:30 with the alumni luncheon, which will be very good. It's catered this year by Pizza Hut. Following that, there will be introduction of homecoming queens, and then there will be the business meeting and the election of officers. That will take place probably around 12:30 to 1:30 in the afternoon. Then everybody gathers for the parade at 2:30 at the corner of Main Street and Fremont, and the parade starts promptly at 3. That's really, really a fun time. We have 9 different classes coming for the homecoming parade this year. The first one is class of 1946. They will be celebrating their 70th class reunion, and they're coming from all over the United States, so I'm really looking forward to that they're going to be in the parade. After the parade is over, there's lineup at 6:30 for the classes having reunions at the football stadium. Lineup at 6:30, and there's been a little change in time for introductions. The introductions will now start at 6:45 instead of 7 o'clock, because there are so many classes to be introduced, following by the introduction of the homecoming queens, following a wonderful football game win at Kenlock Stadium playing Carlisle. The doors at Dyer Hudson will remain open and the dance starts. We have a live band this year called Halfway Back, and everybody can party hardy till they're just too tired to party anymore. And everything ends at midnight.
Well, Pat, I understand kind of a lot of your primary involvement with this is the introduction of those homecoming queens stretching back quite a few years. Isn't that right?
This all started out 2009. Knoxville alumni invited back 5 decades plus of Spirit, which were the Knoxville cheerleaders. And we thought at that time, wouldn't it be fun to try to get former homecoming queens to come back? And somehow that just didn't come to fruition then, but it did this year. So the Spirit started moving about a year and a half ago to try to get on this and get it started. And it's taken that amount of time to get everybody located that we could. In total, there were 66 queens that have been sent letters and invited back. One of them is deceased. 3 that we didn't get a response from, but in total there will be 41 attending either all or part of the day's activities.
What's so special about homecoming? What does it mean, I mean, as a Knoxville alumni yourself, to be able to get back together and reconnect with these people and meet people from different generations that all went to Knoxville High School?
First of all, I love being involved with Knoxville alumni. It's in its 11th year. We're celebrating 11 years, the organization of it. It's been just a great, great journey connecting old friends, just having a good excuse to get together, meeting new friends with all the new generations that have been coming. Every year, we just so encourage the kids that are up for their reunions to come back and make alumni a huge part of it. I just think Knoxville is a great way to promote our community, to promote our school system. I'm thrilled to tell you that the monies raised from the homecoming event, the proceeds from the dance, go to scholarships for the kids graduating next year in May of 2017. We've been doing scholarship for 11 years, and we've done 3 to 5 scholarships every year.
Thanks again to Pat Kading. This has been today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.